Hello and welcome to The Roofers Project, your podcasty guide to whatever we find interesting at the time. I'm your host, Trevor Holland, and very shortly you'll be hearing from my good friend, co-host, and king of cult cinema in Brisbane, Christian Fletcher. This time around, though, we've got a bit of a more focused episode. It's all about the local wildlife. We've got not one, but two special guests for you to find out all about. First up, I'm going to have a chat to Susie Holland, also known as Violet von Dutch, burlesque performer extraordinaire. Christian will then have a chat to Joel Archer all about the 20s cinema experience happening in Brisbane very, very soon. Now, yes, this podcast is late, and yes, this podcast is short. That's basically because of things like illness and life, having things happen that do interrupt things like podcasts. Curse you, interrupting life stuff. Stuff, that's awful. Anyway, that's enough of me rabbiting on. I do promise that we'll be back with a full-on podcast with everything you love in the very near future. In the meantime, though, sit back, relax, and enjoy the local wildlife. As I mentioned earlier, we've got a couple of interviews happening this time around, and I thought we'd get the ball rolling with a very, very special one. I am very happy to welcome my lovely, lovely wife.
Thank you.
Susie Holland to the podcast, who is also known by another name. So, Susie.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
If you've been following the Brisbane burlesque scene lately, you may have been seeing a bit by a newer addition, I suppose, Violet von Dutch. And that is Susie's burlesque alter ego. So, Susie, what is it that got you into burlesque?
Well, I was finishing up with belly dance. As much as I love belly dance, I wanted to study another style of dance, and I've been doing ballet and jazz ballet and things like that from a very early age. And a friend of mine said, look, I know you're finishing up with belly dance. How about you try burlesque? And I'm going, what? Am I just going to strip? No one wants to see that. So I actually went along to a few burlesque shows through the Glass Eater. The Glass Eater shows at the Tribal Theatre a few years ago. And I went, oh my goodness, I've been doing this for so long already. Like, you know, just dancing around to my favourite song sort of thing and doing, you know, a bit of seduction, that sort of thing. And I just went, I love it. So I was able to start actually with Lena Marlene's School of the Arts. Hi, Lena. And I actually won a competition as best dressed female at her cabaret show in 2014. And the prize was a term at Lena Marlene School of the Arts for whatever class. And I just took that as a sign to start burlesque. And as soon as I walked up those stairs, which was honestly one of the most scariest things I've ever done, and met all the girls and guys there, I fell in love with it straight away. I came back from my first class and I told Trev, and I was so excited. I said, I love it. It is my chosen genre. And I've been doing it ever since. I've been doing it since May 2014, and I absolutely love it. It's brilliant. And I will be continuing to do it for as long as my legs can hold me up.
You've been doing it for a while, and your burlesque persona has come through pretty recently. So what inspired Violet von Dutch?
Well, everyone else had a name as well. My friends have got their beautiful burlesque names as well. And so I wanted something that epitomized me. Like von Dutch is a play on my last name of Holland. And violet is a hue of my favorite color, which is purple. And it's also my favorite Hole song. That song is my get up and just, you know, smash it out song. Love it. And another thing to add to what you asked me about burlesque before is that it's a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous genre of dance that makes me feel so womanly and so in touch with my feminine side. And I also do, as well as doing burlesque, I also do boylesque, which is the, like, a male version. So I get to get all nice and pretty in burlesque and act like a lady. I know, haha. But in boylesque as well, I get to, you know, put on pants and, explore my more masculine side. So I love it. Absolutely love it. So that's what inspired Violet von Dutch as well. She's a bit cheeky. She's a fair bit cheeky. She's a bit sassy, likes to wink and just play around and have fun. A lot like me, actually.
Funny that.
Yeah, we're very similar. I love her.
Absolutely. And if you do want to hear more of Susie / Violet, let's just say we may have a special treat with our next Redeeming Features cast.
Oh, thank you.
Where a bit of expertise in burlesque, shall we say, helps us out. But a bit more on that later. So, Susie, if people want to keep an eye on what Violet's up to and where they may be able to see your very, very wonderful performances, mm-hmm. where would you suggest they look?
Oh, check out my Facebook page. It's just Violet von Dutch. So, yeah, V-I-O-L-E-T-V-O-N for Von and D-U-T-C-H. There we go. I can't remember my Facebook email, my address there. So, yeah, I'm there, and I'm starting up Term 4 at the moment at Lena Marlene School of the Arts next week, which I can't wait for. I'm really looking forward to doing boylesque and burlesque as well. So I'll be doing those three dances, and I'm sure you'll see me around Brisbane. There's been talk of performing at the wrestling again and also at Pride this year as well. I'm not really sure where else we're going to be, but wherever there's a burlesque performance, usually I'm there or not too far away.
Fantastic. So,
thank you.
So I will link through to that Facebook page down below in the description. So nice and easy to find. So Susie, Violet, thank you so much for talking to the Rufus Project.
Thank you very much for having me. It was my pleasure.
Okay, well, it's Christian Fletcher here out and about for the Rufus Project, and I'm joined here by Joel Archer from Golden Oldies. Now, he'll be joining forces with me as of the 4th of September to bring Roaring Twenties Cinema back to Brisbane at Paddington Hall. So I thought who best to be able to introduce tonight, give us a bit of a background, than Joel Archer himself. How are you going, Joel?
Yeah, good, thank you, Christian.
Now, why silent film and why the launch of Roaring Twenties Cinema?
I think it's a perfect time with cinema as it is to go back in time. Now, I think there's so many wonderful films from the 1920s. I've seen so many myself. And I think if we create a unique and fun atmosphere, this is something people are really, really going to enjoy. And I'm sure they're going to get behind it. It's like nothing that's around. It's you go to the pictures today, it's quite impersonal. And it can be exciting if it's a good film, but it's often not. So we want to go back to where there were consistently great films and really capitalize live music. And, you know, once you walk in the doors of this hall, we're hoping to take you back right back to the 20s. Right. So,
yeah. Well, look, it sounds like it's going to be so exciting, Joel, and I'm really excited to be joining forces with you to be able to make this a really huge event that will continue fortnightly on Friday nights from 7. So the whole night will be a full program from 7, which will include trailers, cartoon shorts, and then the feature film itself. Now, it's only $10. Per person, and how can they get their tickets, Joel?
Best thing to do would be to, we're working on all the new sort of information, but the best thing to do would probably contact me on my mobile, which is 0409 620 670. That number is 0409 620 670. There's also a Facebook page, the Roaring Twenties Brisbane, Roaring Twenties Cinema, and that can also keep you up to speed and up to date. You can rock up, but we're hoping to really grow, so as we grow you might need to just give us a tingle and book that in.
Fantastic. And as I do my upcoming events on the Rufus Project every fortnight, make sure you keep a listen out as I will be updating all of our upcoming screenings for Roaring Twenties Cinema. So looking forward to it. Thanks very much, Joel. Can't wait till the 4th of September.
No worries. See you guys there.
Thank you so much for listening to the Rufus Project. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed putting it together. Again, apologies for the lateness, but that's the way things go sometimes. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, requests, whatever, you can get in touch with us super duper easy. Find the Rufus Project on Twitter or Facebook, head to therufusproject.podomatic.com, or send us an email to therufusproject@gmail.com. See, we make it really easy for you guys to get in touch with us. Now, as I mentioned earlier, if you want to hear some more of Susie / Violet Von Dutch, have a listen to next week's Redeeming Features cast, this time featuring the 2010 movie All About Doing a Burlesque. That's right, we have checked out Cher and Christina Aguilera's movie Burlesque. Here's a little taste of what we subjected ourselves to.
What happened to all the great dancers in LA?
They're all dancing with the stars.
What is she doing up there?
I think she's auditioning.
Hey, Dave, cut it!
Hold on a second, I can do this.
And it's sweet that you think so.
Just tell me what you want.
I can't tell you. Nobody can tell you. You gotta make me believe that you belong on that stage, that it's yours, and that nobody can take it from you. Now, you wanna show me something? Show me that.
Drop the curtain. Come on, let's go.
Hold it. Raise the curtain. There are going to be all kinds of people. They'll just want to get close to you because you're talented.
Clearly, one of us has underestimated the other.
What is Allie short for?
Alice.
Alice? Well, welcome to Wonderland.
See, you know it's about burlesque because they sing burlesque. Yes, it has a burlesque. Anyway, if you want to find some other fun stuff, you can also head to our YouTube channel. It's pretty easy to find the Rufus Project on YouTube as well, where I have uploaded the first couple of hours of Dishonored the Definitive Edition on PlayStation 4, where you can watch me completely fail to stealth. I don't do very well at all. There you go. You can also head to our shirt store, therufusproject.printup.com.au, for some very fun and original designs. And now the moral of this podcast is, illness sucks. It does. I don't want it anymore. Make it go away. Please make it go away. See you next time.